This is a pre-hearing conference that has been scheduled for a petition for hearing regarding an order issued, order issued by the director designating the Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer Groundwater Management Area. And the parties to this matter are the Idaho Groundwater Appropriators, Surface Water Coalition, Sun Valley Company, the petitioner. The Idaho Groundwater Appropriators, Inc., the Surface Water Coalition, City of Pocatello, the Coalition of Cities, McCain Foods, USA, Inc., South Valley Groundwater District, and there are two outstanding petitions to intervene. One filed by the Basin 33 water users, one filed by the City of Haley. So, based on, and there are other attorneys or representatives from other parties who are sitting in on this matter who participated in a previous pre-hearing conference. But let's go through and at least identify the parties that represent these entities. So, Scott, if you'll start, or Matt.
Certainly, yeah. Scott Campbell, representing Sun Valley Company.
And Matt, go ahead.
Matt McGee for Sun Valley Company.
Matt. Cut you off. So the Idaho Groundwater Appropriators.
TJ Budge again.
Thank you, TJ. Surface Water Coalition.
Paul Arrington.
Kent Fletcher's here.
Okay, so we have, as I understand it, Ken Fletcher, Paul Arrington, and John Simpson on the phone. City of Pocatello.
Sarah Klein. Mitra Pemberton.
And Mitra Pemberton. The Coalition of Cities.
Chris Brawley.
Thank you, Chris. McCain Foods.
Candace McHugh.
South Valley Groundwater District.
Paul Arrington here again, sorry.
No, that's fine. And Basin 33 water users?
Rob Harris, still on the line.
Okay. And City of Haley?
Matt Kramer's here.
Okay, and again, there are others listening in. So we just finished a pre-hearing conference for a related matter, and it's a petition for a hearing regarding the request for declaratory ruling was filed by the Sun Valley Company. Many of the same parties were participating. And because of some filings that we anticipate being lodged by the Sun Valley Company, in the previous matter, we have determined that some delay in moving forward in the other matter, in the declaratory ruling matter, would be appropriate. And we had determined that we would delay the pre-hearing conference in the previous matter until the 22nd of March. And we're wondering about the relation. There is a relationship, a direct relationship between the two matters. And I guess the question is, and I'll just propose this, so Scott, you won't have to summarize. Is it acceptable to all of the parties to this particular matter that we also continue the pre-hearing conference until March 22nd? And as part of that continuance, perhaps there may be some activity out there, an agreement of the parties that there really isn't any activity in this particular matter. And the reason that I say it is because what we also agreed, at least in the discussion in the previous pre-hearing conference, that the review of the petition for declaratory ruling is most likely a matter of law or of legal issues that need to be resolved. Certainly this second matter is will raise both issues of law and fact, significant fact. And so I just raised that question about activity of the parties, because there may be discovery that people might engage in during the interim. And so perhaps we ought to discuss how this delay in pre-hearing conference or proposed delay might affect the activities of parties. But Candace, that's basically what we had talked about in the previous matter.
Okay.
Enlargement of what I've said.
Well, I would just add, and I apologize, I stepped up for a moment to try to get some water to help my voice. we addressed this previously, so it's a repetition to some extent, but the Sun Valley Company has considered and may still proceed with a motion for stay with the department with regard to at least the ESPA GWMA proceeding, potentially with regard to the petition for declaratory ruling proceeding, pending a decision on a motion for stay. The parties, from our standpoint, are fully within their rights to proceed with any motion practice, discovery, anything else that is allowed, because our view is for the Sun Valley Company that until the jurisdictional motion has been determined by the court in both proceedings that have been filed by the Sun Valley Company, that there is no question that the department still has authority to proceed. And unless the stay is issued by the director, even though we have a delay of the pre-hearing conference, arguably in both actions until the 22nd of March, unless there's an order staying the proceedings, then all parties have their rights under the rules of procedure of the department and under the APA. And I think, Mike Kramer, you suggested perhaps we stipulate that everything stayed, but I heard no one else respond in the affirmative on that. So unless everybody says, yes, let's stay everything until the March 22nd pre-hearing conference in both proceedings, then we still may file that motion or those motions for stay. Did that make any sense at all?
Yes. Director, this is TJ. I would certainly support the proposal to stay everything, including discovery, until the next pre-hearing conference. And I say that in part because of the concern Sarah Klon raised earlier about these two proceedings overlapping, and they ultimately may be consolidated. And until the dust settles, I would support staying everything until that next pre-hearing conference, and would stipulate to that today.
Well, rather than seek unanimous consent from everybody in a stipulation based on the discussion, unless somebody wants to forge ahead, and I don't sense any zealous people in the, at least in the people who are sitting around the table and, or on the phone, why don't I just include a stay of activity in the order until at least until March 22nd.
I think that's entirely appropriate. Yeah.
Yeah, let me just do it. Then you don't have to file the motions and the order positions. I just think that's more of the wheel spinning that I want to avoid. So if it's okay, I'll just include it. Now, and Candace, you're a participant in this. I want you to be active in responding to the discussion. So I think I need to turn to you. Everybody else has been involved in the discussions. Do you have questions or matters that you want to talk about?
No, I don't object to that process and staying the. My understanding is we're staying the activity in the groundwater management area matter that's pending before the agency. Sun Valley anticipates potentially filing some motions, but until they're filed, I guess we don't know exactly what if they will or what they are. But I don't have any objection to the process, I guess, and I'm fine with staying until we see kind of how things play out with the whatever's being filed.
Sure. Just to clarify, it would be staying proceedings in both matters, correct?
Yes. Okay. Now, in scheduling the pre-hearing conference, I suppose I still schedule those conferences separately. And these are two separate matters. But so I think what I'll do is schedule them separately, not having addressed Sarah's suggestion that we consolidate, but perhaps we schedule them both at the same time. I don't know whether that makes sense or not, but I hate to have a long time lapse in between where the parties are very similar.
Sun Valley Company has no objection to that.
Thanks. I think that will contribute to efficiency. And so we'll just schedule them both at the same time and then just go through each of them as separate matters till we determine what's happening. And I think we need to talk about the issue of intervention again, although I don't think that affects Candace except that you are an intervener in the matter. But we have the possibility of additional interveners in this particular contested case, Scott. Sun Valley Company have any objection to this in this matter, saying we'll extend the period of time for timely intervention until the next pre-hearing conference. I think I can do it on my own.
Yeah, from the Sun Valley Company standpoint, the proceedings are still active before the department until a direct order from the director comes scheduling the next matter to March 22nd for pre-hearing conferences and staying both proceedings. I think any intervention petition that's filed before that order is issued, the Sun Valley Company would not oppose. But once a stay is entered, then I don't think people can file things. That's the way I read it. So, just to throw it out there, if you're going to file a petition to intervene, it better be filed before the stay is entered. Otherwise, it's not valid. So, and it doesn't matter to me if you want to, obviously the director, you can do anything you want to. If you want to stay everything except filing petitions to intervene, then so be it. But I just don't want to have a more confused procedural, and I don't want to use something really negative, context, let's put it that way.
Well, let me work through the, Gary.
Director, I might make a recommendation. I think what we can do in this particular proceeding is stay the discovery deadline. We did authorize discovery at this point, and that's really the only thing authorized to be conducted at this particular point.
Well, but with all due respect to Garrick, unless the proceeding is stayed, anyone can file any motion they want to under the rules. I mean, discovery has been ordered that it can't take place, but unless the stay is entered, staying things, anybody can file whatever they want to. So I think from my standpoint, if we're going to stay things, this sounds so funny, stay things. If the order for stay is going to be entered, then there should be an exception for those parties that want to file a petition to intervene only, so that it's clear nothing else can be filed. And it doesn't matter to me.
Let me explore one other avenue here. Mike, you talked about the court's order. And I'm unfamiliar with it, but it established a January, 20th deadline?
Or 14 days after he issued the procedural order for parties to file a notice of intent to participate in the judicial review. Let's see. He issued this January 6th. Appearances by persons or entities who were a party to the underlying administrative proceeding but not made a named party in the petition. They can file within the 14 days, and anyone else has to file a specific petition to seek to participate under the appellate rules.
Is, after reading the document, do you interpret that the court is requiring that the agency has granted intervention to a party, or just that they have filed the petition to intervene? I mean, that, to me, that may affect what I do. If I just said, we'll stay the matter, but people can file timely petitions to intervene, however I won't act on them until the pre-hearing conference is conducted, and we'll set something up. But if my stay somehow becomes an impediment to people participating, then I want to know that.
I wouldn't presume to interpret the district court's order at all.
No, no.
But I've handed you the language.
All right, thanks.
I've usually been wrong in that.
Well, I'm sure you would argue that I'm wrong if I interpret. Right?
I know. I'm glad my motion's been granted already.
I think it's pretty clear that
if they were
an intervener below, then they can file a notice of intent to participate, and they will become a party to the judicial review. Otherwise, the court leaves it open for other persons to petition the court under the appellate rules to become a party. But it's not a foregone conclusion that they could be status.
Well, that's one interpretation.
Well, this is a fun exercise.
But my point is, I'd sure like to have our petition to intervene in the pending matter be granted before that period runs.
All right. Let me struggle with it. But I think what I want to say is, I don't want my state to somehow be an impediment to people participating in the judicial review process. So I'll try to figure out a way to stay the matter. Maybe I stay everything Scott suggested, except ruling on petitions to intervene. Maybe we can do it that way. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll try the best. Okay, so is there agreement by all the parties to this matter that we'll also stay, except with respect to petitions to intervene, and we'll work on it until March 22nd?
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
Is that okay, Candace?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Okay.
No objection.
I think everybody else has agreed. So we'll also issue an order that continues this pre-hearing conference until March 22nd at 10. Okay, other matters you want to talk about?
How's the snow levels?
Well, we'll go off the record and then we'll talk about it.
Director?
Yes.
Just to make clear, we do have the two outstanding petitions to intervene from the Basin 33 water users in the city of Haley. If there is no objection by the Sun Valley Company, their intervention, I think we could also issue an order approving their intervention.
I addressed the Basin 33. There's no objection. I don't recall if I addressed the City of Haley's petition. I don't know.
Well,
have I seen it yet?
There.
When did you see?
We filed it on the 6th.
No objection to that from the Sun Valley Company standpoint.
Okay. All right. We'll issue an order. Your concern goes away. Mike, do you want your document?
I'll come get it.
Good. All right. Okay, well, we'll close this particular pre-hearing conference. Thanks for recording, Kimmy. Anybody want the recording posted out?